Because not the solution will be to
maîtriser, to handle.
Yes, don't have a lot of
time. So that's how.
The pshat
chayyobi,
but chayyobi comes as yet
another
Shubi is not Mamkiya Nenesh, with the Yoshon Rebbe, Mr. Zed, Mr. But the English shine, Chubis Mafkia, even though the English is for the Christian. But the Rambam also agrees with the Rambam that the Chiyuv of Kores, the Chiyuv of Kores,
so that's for Rashi's
Pshat. For Achilas Chomet, is not only Bisham Roshe. It is a Chiyuv of Kores for the specific character of Achilas Chomet. But still, since the English is an English Shemaim, not the Odom, so Chubis Mafkia.
So Chubis Mafkia, on Shinri Shaman. So I say, because
he agrees to
the Rambam, you have the same aloha like in Murche.
And when the Murche makes a mistake, so it's normally Shaman. It's not totally because it is for the specific
action. Still,
Chubis Mafkia, and it is the Shaman. And the Rambam holds no. Just the Chubis Mafkia, and the Rambam is the Odo. The same Even according to the Balamoyer, Rambam also appears to agree with the Balamoyer. The Chuvi is Mafkia, a Chiyuv Kores and a Chiyuv Teishamai. But it's a Chiyuv Teishamayim for the specific act. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't mention it in the same category. And that's why the Rambam doesn't mention it in the Rabbi. Does mention of the Rabbi in the West is not in the context of Sanhedrin, because there he mentions only a Chiyuv Mishe that is not told in Shem Roshe. A Chiyuv Mishe for a specific act.
Now,
a Chiyuv Mishe for a specific act.
Now, let's see.
Now, so the Rambam says, so Rashi Salvatore, Pire de Kuntre, the Sova in the Upasu, the Koshe, the Kim Tzedek Tishbevor, so Rashi says that Ramachet with Rabbi Tohut, that in your past is Sivka. Now the Rambam says, in your past. So the Rambam says, so maybe this we also know them later, the Rabbi later. So that's why I'm there, I'll look at the Rabbi Chayev Mis. Then the Rambam Gimel said, Hoyo Beine Yuvin Rabbi Yuvay Smil, that's Gimel Pasur. So then he, Vishra'al Yodo, that was Halloche, Mutal Hoshi, deals only with the Chavoret. He doesn't deal with it, or it's Mudor. Now, so first, Aloha Beis, he says like this.
So, Mele,
there is no Chilik al Rabbe. I didn't make a quote, the Rosh Hashanah.
Because
Kolmokin Shish Flashem, he reconnoisses, she comes, she's Kilashem, he comes, but the Rambam, he can agree with 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 the R
that Samuch is required. But Shleishonav, because of Terek Masechel. But Teisus doesn't agree with Rav. So Mele, that means that even a head yet can be done. And still a Rav Parshas if come. So what kind of Rav Parshas is it? What kind of Rav Parshas? In other words, so the two requirements in Zilev HaVoles of Samuch and Shleisho do not apply to Idoes HaVoles. So where is the significance of Rav Parshas? So how do we see that he holds Rav Parshas? In what way does he hold Rav Parshas? Of course, Thesis does not necessarily mean that he must hold Rav Parshas. Thesis means he can hold Rav Parshas. But how can he agree with the Rav Parshas if neither Shleisho nor Smuchim is required in his always? So we have to say, as the Chiddush HaRan points out, because the Gemara mentions the counsel of the Rav Parshas in connection with two halachas, in connection with Smuchim, and in connection with maybe the Mikdas. Naturally, the Mikdas. So when Teisves says Likach Nired Afilu Mandisli Rav Parshas Koma, so it means that Rabache Beravike can agree with Gabi Meidu Miktas. He can agree with the Aloche of Rav Parshas Sifka, and not agree with Rome Bachome that Abo Shom Ritzchirin Kfir Miktas Edoi Miktas. But Rabache Beravike can agree with Rav Chir Bayeise. Insofar as Midi Mikdas is concerned, so Erev Parshias. But this halacha of Erev Parshias has no application to Smuchim and Gimur. Why not? Because of the Zakos of Sedekesh Bamsach. Now, so how do we see from the Posik? How do we see from the Posik of Bitzedek Tishvet HaMisecho? How do we see from the Posik of Bitzedek Tishvet HaMisecho that even a yochid hedit can be done? Bishleime that we don't require shleisho that we see, as Rashi says, because bitzedek tishpol losh yochid, not tishpitu, but tishpol. But how do we see from the Gzeras HaKosuf of bitzedek tishpol nisocho that somuch is not required either? So bishleime if we say that Ravache Breit Ravike. Rav Ache Breit Ravike holds that Lavi Rav Parshas Sifkan. So then you can understand, because if Lavi Rav Parshas Sifkan, Meir Hateise, we should require Smuchim. Meir Hateise, the Torah mentions Smuchim in the Parsha of Shomrim of Zilev Chavoles, and that has no application to Idoes Valvoles. But if we say, as Teisa says, that Rav Ache Breit Ravike can hold the Rav Parshas Sifka. Rav Parshas Sifka. So, Mimele, end of the Rav Parshas has significance regarding the Mikdas. But, and still Teisa says, according to Rav Ache Breit Ravike, that's Teisa Shitting. Further, another Teisa says, that according to Rav Ache Breit Ravike, so even a Yochid Hedyet can be done. Even a Yochid Hedyet can be done. So the question is, how does Rav Ache Breit Ravike know that even a Yochid Hedit can be done? Tzedek Tishvet HaMisecho only implies that Yochid, Loshen Yochid, where does Tzedek Tishvet HaMisecho say that even a Hedit? So we have to say one thing, which is a Chiddush, which is not unreasonable at all. In other words, two, the Posik of the Tzedek Tishvet HaMisecho only implies that the Yochid can be done, because Loshen Yochid. So he says a yochid can be done. He does not say that a hedyet can be done. But since the Gzeras HaKosuf does imply that even one can be done, so that means that there is no requirement of bezdin. By the Havoles, where there is a requirement of Shleisho, so that means that there is a requirement of Bezd. Who has jurisdiction over Gzilas V'chavoles? Bezdin. Now Bezdin, ain't Bezdin pocket of Shleisho. in Beis Din Pochus Mishleishim. So, and that's the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says, Afal Pi Shein Beis Din Pochus Mishleishim, Mikol Mokim, Yochid Don Din Teyam. So it's in the Istirim Nei Obey. How can the Rambam say, Afal Pi Shein Beis Din Pochus, Shein Beis Din Pochus Mishleishim, Mikol Mokim, Yochid, Yochid Lo Din Din Teyam. Und mit dem Seferim, Shei Yishleishim. The Rambam says in Pirkei Avot, so it's a stirim in Bei. So the Yeshiva says at the beginning, you look at Ayoni. So he says the pshat is as follows: that goes without saying that the chaleishem bezdin, Dayonim less than three cannot have a chaleishem bezdin. Bezdin must have in order to have a chaleishem bezdin, it must have a minimum of three. So why but? How can Rabbi Chaim Rabika say that the Yochid is down? The answer is that the Gzeras HaKotzer we said it is from Secho that a Din Torah in Idoyes Valvoyes doesn't require Bezdin. It's not that the Yochid has a Chaleishem Bezdin. Of course, the Yochid does not have a Chaleishem Bezdin. Bezdin means Shleisho, but the Gzeras HaKotzer is. B'tzedek Rishon Secho, it doesn't require Bezdin. Just as the Roy and Issa Veheta doesn't require Bezdin. One person can pass Gmol Shailas Nisa Veheta and Bezdin Cholof, you know, in Atero. But it's not a Bezdin. The answer is, the Roy doesn't require Bezdin. So that's the Gzeras HaKosu, that a Din Torah and Idoyes Valvoyes doesn't even require Bezdin. But less than three is not a Bezdin. It's not a Bezdin. So that's Losh Narambam, Adal Pishe in Bezden, Poches Mishleishon. That's the Shittes Arambam. So Memele, the Teisa Shitte is true, that Bitzedek Tishvet HaMisecho doesn't say how many. I mean, doesn't say Smuchim or not, doesn't say that at the